Dr. Sabre, SAB, Ariel E, dictating a office note on patient Juan Alarcon, A-L-A-R-C-O-N, Juan, J-U-A-N, date of birth is 6-16-1959, date of service is 7-26-2023. The patient is 64-year-old Hispanic gentleman who is referred to see me by Nelly Tellez, FNP, for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine. Past medical history includes the following: 1. Hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next diabetes mellitus type 2, next benign prostatic hypertrophy, next chronic right leg injury requiring use of assistive device, a cane, next COVID-19, April 2023, recovered, next psoriasis chronic, per paragraph. Past surgical history includes right hydrocele correction, period. Social history: patient is married, no kids, no smoking, no alcohol, no drugs. He's a retired paralegal for the Harris County Attorney's Bureau. Family history: father died from heart disease, mother had thyroid disease and gastritis, sister with diabetes mellitus type 2, brother died from complication of liver cirrhosis from alcohol. Pure paragraph. Review of systems: reveals occasional headache, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdominal pain. He does have alternating diarrhea and constipation, no melanin, has nocturia times 1 to 2, no straining upon urination, he does have dribbling positive, he has complete bladder emptying, leg swelling positive, he has tingling of his feet, he has lost several pounds since he retired a few months ago. Period paragraph. He never received COVID-19 vaccination. Period paragraph. Allergy, non-drug allergies. Period paragraph. Current medications include the following: Tylenol, atorvastatin, Farxiga, ergocalciferol, losartan, hydrochlorothiazide, metformin, metoprolol, omega-3, and tamsulosin. Period paragraph. Physical examination: vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupils generally acutolytic and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, no enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular venous extension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal edema, no deep pupillary neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity. Heart sounds are regulated and rhythm normal as well as 2, no measure, no friction of her lungs active to auscultation, no crackles of his abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no guiding rebound or rigidity extremities, there's no edema in the lower extremities, he has hyperpigmented lesions of the lower extremities from stasis dermatitis in the past. Skin, he does have evidence of psoriasis over his face and chest and back. Period. Paragraph. Investigations available to me are from March 2022. His urine shows surplus protein, his hemoglobin was 15.6, vitamin D was 18.2, TSH 4.75, glucose 140, albumin 4.7, BUN 25, creatinine 1.58, estimated GFR is, I'm sorry, BUN is 39, creatinine 1.58, estimated GFR is 49 milliliter per minute. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio is 263, pure paragraph. Assessment and plan: 1. Chronic kidney disease stage 3A, this is most likely related to diabetic nephropathy and possible hypertensive cirrhosis. However, we need to rule out other etiologies, therefore a full renal workup is going to be initiated, including serologic workup, imaging studies, and quantification of proteinuria. Follow-up period. Next diagnosis is hypertension, controlled on current regimen to continue. Next hyperlipidemia, continue atorvastatin. Next diabetes mellitus type 2, apparently controlled. Next benign prostatic hypertrophy, continue tamsulosin. Period paragraph. I thank you, Nelly Tellez, FNP, for allowing me to participate in your patient's care. I will see him back in around 2 to 3 weeks to discuss the workup. I'll keep you updated on his progress and report. Thanks. CC Nelly, NELLY, Tellez, TELLEZ, FNP.